Mark chapter 4. And he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered to him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said to them in his teaching, Listen, consider, a sower went out to sow. And it came to pass as he sowed, some seed fell by the roadside, and the birds of the air came and devoured it up. And some seed fell on stony ground, where it did not have much soil, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of soil. But when the sun came up, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other seed fell on good ground, and yielded fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100-fold. And he said to them, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. And when he was alone, those who were around him with the 12 asked him about the parable. And he said to them, To you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God, but to those who are outside, all these things are done in parables, that seeing they may see and not perceive, and hearing they may hear and not understand, lest at any time they should be converted and their sins should be forgiven them. And he said to them, Do you not know this parable? And how then will you know any parables? The sower sows the word. And these are those by the wayside, where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan comes immediately and takes away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are those who likewise are sown on stony ground, who, when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, but have no root in themselves, and so endure only for a time afterward, when affliction or persecution arises for the word's sake. Immediately they are offended. And these are those who are sown among thorns, such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lusts of other things entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. And these are those who are sown on good ground, such as hear the word, and receive it, and bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some 100. And he said to them, Is a candle brought to be put under a bushel, 8 gallons, 30.2 liters, basket or pot, or under a bed, and not to be set on a candlestick? Because there is nothing hid, which shall not be revealed, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should be made known abroad. If any man has ears to hear, let him hear. And he said to them, Pay attention to what you hear. With the measure you measure out, it shall be measured to you, and to you who hear shall more be given. Because he who has, to him shall more be given, and to him who does not have, from him shall be taken even that which he has. And he said, So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he does not know how. Because the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full ear of corn. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And he said, To what shall we compare the kingdom of God? Or with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which, when it is sown in the earth, is smaller than all the seeds that are in the earth. But when it is sown, it grows up, and becomes greater than all herbs, and shoots out great branches, so that the birds of the air may lodge under its shadow. And with many such parables he spoke the word to them, as they were able to hear it. But he did not speak to them except in parables, and when they were alone he explained all things to his disciples. And the same day, when the evening had come, he said to them, Let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full of water. But he was in the back part of the ship, asleep on a pillow, and they awoke him, and said to him, Master, do you not care that we are perishing? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they were exceedingly afraid, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?